read a couple verses. Psalm 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. For where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night. Well, men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. Lord, I ask you for a great hunger and a thirst. Lord, let it begin with us. I felt like tonight, before we even just get into praying over things, that we actually begin to pray for ourselves, which is not a normal thing, but but there's a couple verses that just that we ask the Lord to increase that hunger. Psalm 63 says this: O God, you are my God, and earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. For I have seen you in the sanctuary. I beheld your power and your glory. Because your love, it's better than life. My lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. And with singing lips, my mouth will praise you. Lord, I thank you that you long for us to long for you. For the very thing that Jesus cried out for in John 17, for the oneness, that we would be one. It's Jesus and the Father. Lord, may we long for that very thing. May our hunger and our thirst go way beyond what our mind can handle, what we can understand. That's a deep cry, as deep cries to deep. Lord, let us cry out to you tonight for that longing to be close to you, to know you, to hunger and thirst for more of you. Lord, we long for you. Oh, that we would cry out, that a song would go forth on our lips to glorify your name. That with our actions, with our lives, with our voices, with everything that we are, that we would glorify you, Jesus. That we would behold you. Lord, may we behold you. That as we look upon you, Lord, you transform us into your likeness. That we become like you. There's a glory to glory likeness, an increasing glory to glory. By your Spirit, Lord, strengthen us in this time. But give us a greater hunger and thirst for you. Give us a longing to be close to you, a longing to walk in your ways, a longing to know your ways, a longing for the favor of God to rest upon our lives. Oh, Natasha. Seeing just a couple other things. I'll just pray into this. In Jude, says this: But you, dear friends, build yourself up in the most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Lord, tonight, felt like that as we start into prayer, Lord, that there's a building ourselves up in the most holy faith as we pray in the Holy Spirit. And then one more thing, and then we'll pray. In Hebrews 6, it says this: Land that drinks in the rain often falls on it. And that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is farmed, and they receive a blessing from God. But the land that produces thorns and thistles, it's worthless. It's in danger of being cursed, and in the end, it will be burned. And I felt like even this hunger and thirst that the Lord is asking us to cry out for, this building up, building ourselves up in the most holy faith by the power of the Holy Spirit, that there's actually, that we're asking the Lord that we would be a land that produces a crop that is useful, that we would receive the blessing of the Lord, that it wouldn't be those, it wouldn't be a land that has thorns and thistles. And it just brought me to that, the sower and the seed. It says that the land, the ground that has the thistles, the ground that has the thorns, it's those that they're caught up in the things of this world. But there's the cares, the worries, the riches, the pleasures, the distractions, the busyness in life, the things that take us away from that hunger and that thirst for more of the Lord. So Lord, may we be a land that is hungry and thirsty for you. That Lord, that there would be a crop that is produced, that there would be good fruit that is produced as we walk in your ways. But may we be built up in the most holy faith, a faith that without action is dead. Lord, we need action. And let it begin with our eyes upon you. Let it begin with a hunger and a thirst for you. That when you pour out the rain, Lord, that we receive that rain and that there is a crop that's produced. So I just felt, just begin to just pray right now. Just to ask the Lord to increase that hunger and that thirst in you. To build up that holy faith. Here's the thing, is he's speaking. There's words that he's declaring, and that we take hold of those words, that those words will not return void. He talks about this in Isaiah 55. Lord, we declare right now that, Lord, you are raising up a people that will be strong in the faith, the most holy faith. The Lord will move by the Holy Spirit. Lord, as you place your Spirit in us, we'll be led by your Spirit as sons of God, sons of the Most High. Lord, teach us your ways that we would walk in. Strengthen us in this season by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we cannot do this in and of ourselves. It's not our own power and it's not our own might. Lord, it's only by your Spirit. It's the same Spirit that transforms us into your likeness from glory to glory as we behold you and we become like you. So we ask you for this. We knock that the door would be open. We ask you, Lord, that we would receive the very things that you long to give us, that our heart would long for the very things that you long to give us. Strengthen us in this time. Give us wisdom beyond our own understanding. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord, may we set our eyes upon you. So I just, Nate, would you just pray into that Psalm 24? I just felt like this is connected right to it. There's this part where it says, so lift up your heads, O you gates, that the King of glory can come in. So
this is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, even Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Thank you.
come out after this, that I pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions, and even on the male and female servants, I will pour out my spirit. Set the course of our life through the Holy Spirit on our lives. As we gather here, we pray out to you in song and in tongue and in heart. We want you, Father God, to rain down. Holy Spirit, rain down on our spirits. Bring forth those things that we don't understand, but we walk it out because you called us to walk it out. Refiner's fire, heal our land. Find the remnant of those people who want to be called counted, not shirk away from their responsibilities. The leaders in their family, in their community, in their church, in their business, wherever you call them to be, they are your ambassador. They are your children that have received your mantle. The prophets of the Old Testament came and they placed mantle on men. Told them their destiny, and they had to walk it out. We have a destiny. We're not here by idle chance or some wokeness in the cosmos. You created us to be the people that Esther speaks of. Such a time as this. We are in a battle for souls. We are in a battle for lives. We are in a battle for mankind. You have chosen us. You have not forsaken us. You're the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We will go forth. By your spirit, we will conquer.
as we sang that, I just felt like as we're asking the Lord to send the Holy Spirit, He says, I've sealed you, I've marked you with my Spirit, and I'm sending you. Built up in your most holy faith by the power of the Holy Spirit, walking and moving in the Spirit. He's sending us out in these times. He's pouring out His Spirit as He pours out His people. As we begin to move in the ways of the Spirit, move by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we just say, thank you, Lord, that Hanani, here am I, here we are, Lord. We say, send us, by your Spirit, as you pour out your Spirit, Lord, send us. Let us be the outpouring of your Spirit across this land. Lord, move us by your Spirit to accomplish the things that are on your heart. By your Spirit, as your Spirit reveals all things to us, reveals all truth. Oh, Lord, I thank you that you are pouring out your Spirit through your people right now. This is your heart. It's your plan. It's your desire. You're looking for willing vessels, those that will walk by faith and not by sight, those who will not shrink back in these days and in these times, who will not be led by a spirit of fear, but will be led by the power, by your love, and with a sound mind. Lord, I thank you that you're awakening your people in these days, in this time, with an outpouring of your Spirit that's going to go across this nation and throughout the world. Lord, use us. Let us be the ones, as those that are intercessors, crying out for the move of the Spirit, for the hand of the Lord. Lord, you're moving your people in these days, in this time. Awaken your people. Awaken us, Lord.
This is our priestly privilege to stand between the dead and the living. This is a holy honor to contend for another. This is our priestly privilege to stand between the dead and the living. And this is a holy honor to contend for another. And this is our priestly privilege to stand between the dead and the living. And this is a holy honor to contend another. And this is a priestly privilege to stand between the dead and the living. And this is a holy honor to one another. And this is a priestly privilege to stand between the dead and the living. And this is a holy honor to one another. And this is a priestly privilege to stand between the dead and the living. And this is a holy. between the dead and the living, Lord. And we contend for those. It is our honor and it is our priestly privilege to intercede and pray on behalf of those who can't. So we lift up the prodigals. We lift up Israel, Lord, and we say, save them. Lord, we lift up, if you have like an issue, just begin to intercede on the Lord. This is the time where change happens. If you know, we came together to intercede. We came together to pray. Let's do it. So Holy Spirit, we just lift up those things. We lift up the prodigals. We lift up your people, Lord. And we intercede for them. Lord, would you bring them back as a mother hen would bring them back? Lord, we thank you for the privilege to intercede, the privilege to pray, and we want your heart for them. Lord, would you make them tender to you? Would you make them tender to your ways, Lord? You would open the veil and open their eyes and lift the veil, Lord, that hardens their heart. Jesus, we cry in your name. Amen.
Father, right now, I just prophesy the Romans 12:2 renewed mind to perceive what the Lord is saying right now, for every heart to burn with the calling on of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus 33:11 says, thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend. And we have something better than what Moses had. And then Joshua, who went into the promised land, who carried the Israelites through the Jordan River. He carried the mantle of authority to take and possess the land. And it says of him, so the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land. And we have something better than what Joshua had. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to every heart here to come alive with their God-given inheritance that is better than what Moses had, that is better than what Joshua had. We are to possess the inheritance of the Lord. We are to possess what he paid for. Every word that is spoken here, every song that we sung is enthroning Jesus to his rightful place. That is him on the throne, and he deserves all glory. And what better to give him glory than what we have? Everything that we are made in his image and in his likeness. We are walking on the earth. So come into agreement with your voice and agree with the Lord. Agree with what he says about you. You are his son and a daughter. You have been purchased by blood. You have been adopted as sons and daughters. You are no longer orphans in the land. And you are to call the orphans to home. You are to call those who don't know back to life. You are to call the dead to life. You are to bring the sick healing. So Father, in the name of Jesus, burn in every heart. Burn. Jesus, we want to burn. We want to be on fire. We don't want to be a settled people. We don't want to sit in the land and not possess it. We want to rule what you have given to us. We want to have the dominion you have given to us. And so I prophesy that to every person here, that they would receive the destiny that they have, identity that they have, the calling that they have. Come, Holy Spirit, and burn. Burn in our hearts. Burn for the lost. Burn for those who are in the church but aren't awake. To awaken the sleeper in Jesus' name.
Father, in Matthew 11, when the messengers from John are coming to Jesus to ask if he is the coming one, Jesus, you say the blind see and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended of me. So, Father, thank you that the blind see. Thank you that because of you, Jesus, the lame walk. Because of you, the lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. Father, we declare these things are happening. And we ask for the faith, just the mustard seed of faith, that can get us to all be able to do these things through the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Father, also in Revelation 22, you brought me to this, and you said, behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Father, thank you for all of the words of these books. May we read them day in and day out and actually become them. Father, remove the selfishness inside of our hearts, thinking that anything about our day is about us. It's not. It's not about what we feel. It's not about our emotions. Nothing. Remove the self-centeredness, Father, and allow us to look at who you sent in this book, who you sent down to this earth to die for our sins, that we follow him. We don't just look at him. We don't just wish that we were like him. We put it all down, Father, and we pick up our cross and we become him and we follow him. Father, so remove everything inside of us through that same refiner's fire so that we can walk in those same footsteps in Jesus' name.
Been for the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, had it not been for the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the waters would have engulfed us, the stream would have swept over our soul, then the raging waters would have swept over our soul. God, I just bring before you, not really connected, but maybe they are a little bit, we bring it before you those who are trapped in sin. They're trapped and they're captive of sin, God, and how you love them and how you are merciful to them, God. I thank you for the power of the blood of Messiah Yeshua that breaks their chains. I thank you for the SOS you send out tonight, the SOS that you send out in your mercy and your great compassion, God, how you love mankind, oh God. Pour it out to them, oh God. Those in the deep, dark places who feel there is no way out, hear the word of the Lord. The Lord your God loves you with an everlasting love. I thank you, Father, you break the shackles, you break the chains in the mighty name of Jesus tonight. Those things that hold them captive to sin, there is a way. His name is Yahweh. There is a way. His name is Yeshua. Come to the Lord. Cast your cares upon the Lord and he will sustain you. I thank you, Father, that you are victorious for these ones. You are victorious. We call them into the kingdom, out of darkness and into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus. And we tell you, come to the table. Come to the table. Whosoever will may come. You may come. I thank you, Father, you didn't come for the righteous. You came for the vilest of sinners, God. The vilest. Thank you, God. Reach out to the vilest of sinners, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Bring them in. Bring them in one by one, God, throughout the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, so much. Father, we praise you for the breath that you breathe into our lungs, Lord Jesus. Remind us to breathe when we feel anxious, when we feel scared. Father, remind us to breathe because you breathe your life into our lungs, and we praise you for that. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you that even as we're trying to sing Yeshua and trying to get that air in our lungs, Lord, that you first have to breathe the air into our lungs before we can praise you back. Lord, that you give us the life. When we sing about the blood of Jesus, the blood you shed was full of oxygen. It was full of life. Lord, as we breathe that air in, as you breathe the air in, Lord, and you bled your blood out, it was full of life. And you bled it out until you died, Lord. And we praise you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you, Jesus.
Devoted believers. We're all invited to be made holy by being one with you, Jesus, the Anointed One. Lord, we just call forth the prodigals. We call forth the backslidden. We call forth the unsaved. We call forth those that have never heard the name of Jesus. Lord, we invite them. In the name of Jesus, they are invited to become devoted believers, believing believers in the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. I was just sensing that we're all just overflowing with anointing tonight. He has just come upon us, and we're just overflowing with that anointing oil. He has filled our lamps. Thank you, Lord God, that we are all filled, and we invite Colorado to the table. We invite our state, our Jerusalem, to the table to worship you, Heavenly Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ. We release grace and mercy and loving kindness over Colorado. Lord, we ask that you would just apply the blood of Jesus and just cover the state of Colorado with the blood of Jesus, this communion revival of love. God, that you would scrub us with the blood of Jesus that you shed, God, this holy, holy, holy blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we would be made holy, God, in your sight. God, that you would just wrap us in Christ, and that you have chosen us, and you see us as holy because of the blood of Jesus. And you have poured out on each one of us. It's available for everyone is invited to the table to experience every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. That you have already paid the price and made the way that is lavished upon us as this beautiful love gift. This beautiful love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. All because we are seen as holy, because we are wrapped into you, Jesus. We are wrapped in Christ. And so we celebrate you, Lord God, with all of our hearts, God. We pray that we would hold nothing back, but every ounce, every crack and crevice and deep place, God, in our hearts, every single part of us would celebrate you with all of our hearts, with whole hearts. You have chosen us, God. We love because you first loved us. You have lavished and poured out this great love upon us. So what can we do but love you with our whole hearts, with our everything? For Lord God, you are our everything. Thank you, Jesus, God, for choosing us and calling us your very own. So undeserved, but yet so beautiful. You have joined us to yourself before you laid the foundation of the universe. Because of your great love, you have ordained us. You have set us apart. God, you have called us so that we would be seen as holy in your eyes, God, and we would be a witness to this world with unstained innocence. God, scrub us afresh with the blood of Jesus, that we would have this unstained innocence, that we would see people the way you see them, God. Give us the eyes of Jesus, Papa. We love you so much, Jesus. Thank you for adopting us as your delightful children, that we have this union with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. This tremendous love, this cascades over all of us. We are so lavished with this grace and this love from the beloved one, the Lord Jesus. Thank you for your unfolding plan that brings you such great pleasure. And God, it is our joy and such a privilege, God, that you would love us in this way. Thank you, God, for joining us to you, Jesus, and giving us these treasures of redemption by the blood of Jesus, the cancellation of our sin, this cascading riches of your grace, the superabundant grace powerfully working in us and through us, releasing within us this wisdom and practical understanding that we can explain the mystery to those who need to have this revelation of Jesus. God, we pray that the blinders would fall from their eyes, God, the scales would fall. We pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation across the state of Colorado, that those in the streets, that the homeless, that the poor, that the destitute, and also those that are destitute in spirit, that may have all the money that they ever dreamed of, but their hearts are empty and they're in depression and alcoholism and addiction and just utter sadness and emptiness. God, we call them forth, that they would have this wisdom and revelation from God on high. Revelation of the Anointed One. You have unveiled these secrets, these hidden mysteries, that this long-range plan that you were delighted to implement this from the very beginning of time. Your unfailing purpose, your beautiful plan, God, help us walk in your beautiful plan. That the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, would rise up with love in her heart, with eyes only for you, Jesus. And because of our great love for you, God, we would lay our lives down like you did for us, and we would invite your people, you are calling by your name, to join the bride of Christ, to give this great mysterious invitation to everyone we pass by. God, forgive us, have mercy on us, that we would hold back the treasure of eternity from those around us. Fill us with this great love to overflowing with your anointing oil, that we would overflow with the gospel of love. Thank you, Jesus.
Felt the Lord speak to me, build your life on the rock. And I just wanted to read a few verses about the rock, because it strengthened me, and the church needs strengthening in this hour. So my prayers for the church. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead me and guide me. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Lord, I just cry out in this hour that we would be built on the rock. The chief cornerstone. You are the chief cornerstone. Lord, I ask that the church would be built up, just as we are crying out, built up in her most holy faith, established on the rock, never to be shaken. We know these are shaky times and more to come. God, I ask that you would root us and ground us, that our lives would be established on the rock, never shaken, unmovable, unshakable. Would you make your church a bright and shining light, a beacon of light in a dark hour, rooted and grounded, unmovable. God, that we would be provoking Israel to jealousy, that the nations would see our light and would be provoked. God, would you do it in this city? Would you do it in this state? Would you make our lives built on the rock? Unmovable, unshakable. You are the rock. We look to you.
Thank you. share something that's been on my heart for the last week or so. Short and simple, Ephesians 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. And I thought about my kid who looks at me and he mimics everything I do. Father God, I want to be so in step and so in tune with you that my eyes are upon you so much that I am in complete stride and complete partnership with you, Lord. I'm thinking about Adam before the fall, Lord God. At a point in time, he was in complete stride and complete step with you because when you brought the animals to him, he knew exactly how to call them by name. Even though you could have named them, you partnered with him. And he was so in stride with you that he said, there's a lion, there's a monkey, there's a cat, there's all these different things. So, Father, I pray for the same spirit, Lord, to be in the same stride with you, that when you put it in front of us inside of our lives, that we can call it by name. The people that you bring to us inside of our lives around us, we can call it by name and know exactly how to handle that thing that's in front of us, Lord. I pray for that kind of strength and that kind of power and that kind of partnership with you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for the outpouring of your spirit and understanding, Lord God. That we see you and you alone, Lord God. Never looking to the left or to the right, Lord, but continue to put my eyes upon you, Lord. I just pray for that partnership right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it become real inside of every single one of our lives, and that we would move in stride with you, Lord, individually and as a house, as a community, Lord, to take over this state, Lord, to take over our towns, to take over our families, Lord, our friends and everything and everyone that you put in front of us, Lord. I thank you in the name of Jesus.
Wow. Why don't we stand to our feet? Romans 8 says, all of creation is yearning for the revelation of the glorious sons and daughters of God. Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name. Father, we cry out and we say, Jesus. We say, God, now is the time. Come on, now is the time. Father, we thank you for a glorious unveiling of the sons and daughters. Father, we thank you. You are setting free every orphan. Father, we declare in Jesus' name, sons and daughters are emerging now, God. Father, awaken your bride like never before. God, awaken your bride. We say, awaken your bride like never before. Father, it's passed from generation to generation, from generation to generation. We thank you it's an older generation and a younger generation coming together for the culmination of a third great awakening, God. We pray, God, all of Colorado will be saved in Jesus' name. All of Colorado will be healed in Jesus' name. Father, we pray right now, Ephesians 4. Father, we pray in 8. Once your life was full of sin's darkness, but now you have the very light of the Lord shining through you because your union with Him, with Jesus, your mission is to live as children, flooded with the revelation light. And the supernatural fruits of His light will be seen in your goodness, righteousness, and truth. Then you will learn to choose what is beautiful to our Lord. Father, I pray right now a generation is going to step into the sun. Come on, step into the sun. Step into the S-O-N. Step into the Son of God. We pray, Jesus, the unveiling, Father, of the sons and daughters for such a time as this. Shine your light. Come on, I'm inviting everyone to lift up your voice right now. Begin to pray. Father, we pray right now. Come on. This is a group of intercessors. This is a group, Father, of tears and travail and groanings in the Spirit, God. We pray right now. Father, the emerging, God, the awakening, the third great awakening. We pray, God, in Jesus' name, Gen Z for Jesus, God. We pray a generation, God, and the generations, God. We pray this is the time for revival. We step into the sun. Come on, say, step into the sun in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the unveiling.
Thank you.
fathers to the daughters. You're turning the daughters to the mothers.
Luna began to prophetically sing Numbers 14 about the intercession of Aaron. As he positioned himself as a priest and began to intercede, the Bible says that a plague that was unleashed against Israel, Israel had pulled itself out from beneath the hand of God, and a plague was released. I felt the zeal of the Lord when she began to sing. And he began to intercede, and the plague was stopped. And I heard as she was singing, the Lord said, I'm going after my spiritual Zion. I am going after Zion. And I'm going to break the plague of spiritual blindness off my sons and daughters. I felt a direct line tonight as we were praying that he was going after pastor's kids. That pastor's kids, and I heard the zeal of the Lord. He literally said this, decree that those kids, they will not be a trophy on hell's mantle. They are going to be a trophy on my mantle in heaven. I'm pouring out my grace, and I'm going to break the plague of spiritual blindness. So tonight, we stand tonight, God, the greatest Zionist, your zeal for Zion tonight. We stand tonight and we mix our faith with yours, and we declare that the spiritual blindness of sons and daughters, it is coming off tonight, amen. It is coming off tonight. I specifically hear Zion. We declare tonight breakthrough over your sons and daughters, what you call your holy mountain, Zion. You claim them as yours. We prophesy tonight that every seed deposited on the inside of them, you are standing and you will make good on every word prophesied over them. Not one word shall return back to you void. It will accomplish where it has been sent. We declare a great awakening of a pastor's children in the name of Jesus. Lord, prodigals will suddenly respond in the month of grace. In this month, in the fifth month, God, a confrontation with the plague of spiritual blindness. And I also heard this. Jesus says, I'm the only one that has the authority to lift the veil. And I will do it again. He lifted the veil once and he said, I'm willing to do it again. I'm going to lift the veil off of their eyes again. I will establish covenants again. I will renew their hearts and their minds once again. And they will be trophies on my mantle of great grace. I want to declare this out of Job 14. It says, for there is hope for a tree if it's been cut down. For it's going to sprout again. Its tender shoots will go forth. It will not cease. Though the root may be in the ground and the stump may look dead in the ground, yet at the scent of water, that stump is going to bring forth branches once again. We declare tonight over these that feel like they have been cut down. We declare tonight a release of even a scent. It didn't even require water. It just was a scent of water. We declare in the name of Jesus over these sons and daughters, they will smell the rain of heaven again. Lord, let their senses be awakened tonight to the smell of heaven, the refreshing of your presence. That they never had it so good like they did in your presence, Lord. God, remind them, we break off the spiritual amnesia of looking back into Egypt, remembering its leaks. We break off the spiritual amnesia that they truly are in slavery. We declare tonight that God, you are awaking them in Jesus' name, and they will remember the rain of heaven. They will remember the refreshing of your presence in the name of Jesus. And we prophesy one of my favorite verses. It's a fabulous song, Jeremiah 31:3. For I have loved you with an everlasting love. And see, I am calling you with my loving kindness, and you shall be rebuilt again. And Father, we stand tonight over pastors and churches that have been cut down even as a stump. Father, we declare over Colorado, there's a release of even the scent of rain. Father, you have been prophesying over Colorado. It has not left its cloud cover for 6 days. Father, we declare over Colorado, Lord, that there is a release of rain in the churches, the prodigals, the pastors that have felt that they have been cut down without hope. We declare over that stump that it will bloom again, blossom again. It will shoot forth branches once again. Father, we prophesy that the glory of their latter days will be greater than their former. Father, you're sending forth a great rescue effort after sons and daughters. And we prophesy that the spirit of Elijah, the sound of awakening, the sound of revival is in the airways of Colorado. It's going forth. There's a frequency of awakening. And we bless the sound of heaven, the frequency, the signals, God. God, strike every heart with the sound of awakening in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the release of rain over Colorado. Man, we declare that tonight, these sons and daughters, they will be trophies on your mantle, Lord. The great God of grace, the great God of great mercy. And Lord, you're going to use them beyond their wildest imaginations. We speak to the parents tonight to weep no more. Do not be weary any longer. For the great prayers that you have prayed, God is hearing tonight, and he's answering by fire upon that altar in Jesus' name. Father, we prophesy over the altars of their heart. They will burn once again in the name of Jesus. Sons and daughters coming home to Jesus. We bless the Lord in Jesus' name.
So we're going to just want to close with this, and then we're going to go into one final song. We're going to go actually back into the original song that we started with here. Just the other day on Tuesday, we're in our staff meeting, and one of the young adults was in here and just sharing about he was just interceding earlier this year, back in February, praying and interceding for three of his friends that were in college and school, and crying out for him. And the Lord said, and he kept saying, Lord, send someone to them. And he heard it as clear as day. He goes, I am sending someone. I'm sending you. And he began to intercede for the next couple months. That was in February and March and April. And begin to get the heart of the Lord for them. And then in May, on May 15th, just a couple, 2 days ago, he sent him. And he moved in power, and all three of those men came to know the Lord. And this is what I've just felt as we're just praying to this. Dan was speaking into this. As we're just, everything just kind of links together with this. But I feel like the Lord is saying that it's a changing of season and even a changing of the guard, in a sense that it starts with priests. And what we were even crying out for, it says, let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the temple porch and the altar. But then it goes on to say, in this place, I felt like the Lord was saying, I'm making my priests kings. Those that are the priests, those that are going to minister to me, those that are going to cry out to me, I'll make them the kings that will actually go out and conquer the land. And so it says this, right after that it says, I am sending you grain. I'm sending you new wine, and enough to satisfy you fully. And then right after that, little ways down, it says this, so be glad, O people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the autumn rains in righteousness, and he will send you the abundant showers, both the autumn and the spring rains as before, and the threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and with oil. And a final verse here, and then we'll close with this song. This is in 1 Peter 2. It says, but you are God's chosen. Your chosen treasure. You are priests who are kings. You're a spiritual nation, and you're set apart as God's devoted ones. He's called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light. Realize this is, he's talking about us. Priests becoming kings, experiencing the marvelous light. How do we experience the marvelous light? It's that arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. There's an arising, there's an awakening, there's a shining. It says, and now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. For at one time, you were not God's people, but now you are. At one time, you knew nothing of God's mercy because you hadn't received it, but now you are drenched with it. So, Lord, I thank you that you are, as priests, as we begin to weep between the altar and the porch, Lord, that you are awakening a people to carry out the very plans and the purposes you have. As we cry out and we say, Lord, send someone to them. He says, I am. I'm sending you. And, Lord, that we would be those that say, here am I. Send me. The Isaiah 6, Lord, as there's an atonement for us, Lord, as mercy triumphs over judgment, Lord, as there is, you are a merciful God to us, Lord, that we would be merciful to others, that we would cry out, we would snatch others from the fire, Lord, that we would be merciful to those around us, Lord, that you would awaken our hearts, that as we are priests who minister before our God, that we would be kings that go out and go after the lost, Lord, we go after the prodigals, we go after those that don't know who you are. Lord, we bring your mercy to those who don't know mercy. In Jesus' name.
And this is our priestly privilege to stand between the dead and the living. And this is a holy honor to contend for another. And this is a priestly privilege to stand between the dead and the living. And this is a holy honor to contend for another. This is a priestly privilege to stand between the dead and the living. And this is a holy honor to contend for another. And this is a priestly privilege to stand between the dead and the living. And this is a holy honor to contend for another. And this is a priestly privilege. between the dead and the living, and this is a holy honor to contend for another.